It's a story about a semi, a truck, an 18-wheeler. I've always liked country music, especially songs about truck driving. They've just fascinated me, and I like listening to those southern accents. As some of you know, I was born in Tennessee, and I just always liked that culture. Well, I have an Uncle Lester who was a singer, and he was my favorite because he sang a lot of truck driving songs, and he played the guitar a little bit, and I really liked him. Well, when I was about 10 years old, my family moved to Chicago, and shortly after, Uncle Lester came to visit us because he was out of work and was looking for a job. And he was sitting in the living room this one Sunday morning looking at the newspaper, and I heard him mumbling to himself, and then he said, "Wanted, semi-drivers needed bad." Well, he had a lot of experience driving farm equipment, and I guess he figured that was close enough. So the next day, he took me with him, and he went to apply for a job. I waited in the car, and he walked in and asked to see the foreman. And the foreman was desperate and busy, so he just asked, "Do you have experience?" And Uncle Lester said, "Yes, I do." And the foreman said, "Son, you're just the man I needed." He handed him a set of keys, shook his hand, pointed to a truck, and said, "I'll see you. Take that load of steel to Birmingham." As soon as the foreman was back inside, Lester came and got me out of the car, and he said, "Do you want to take a long trip in a semi?" And I said, "Well, sure I do. I'd love to do that." I was really excited. He got me settled in the shotgun seat, and then he climbed in, and he kind of was looking around for a while and kind of studying the buttons and the dials and levers and things. And then he finally got it started. He put it into gear and started backing up. He made some turns and got out on a main road. I could tell that because he speeded up quite a bit, but he was still in reverse. I could tell. I was sure he was. I questioned him about it, and he said, "There must be a button on here somewhere that I can use to turn this rig around. I'll be okay out in the country, but I'm going to have trouble getting through the towns in reverse. I've tried every way to get it going forward, but I ain't never drove a big old truck." Well, I was a little worried, but I kept my mouth shut, just sat there. After a few minutes, he said, "You know, if I keep it up, I'll finally make it, and I'll bet I'm the first truck-driving man that ever climbed aboard a semi in Chicago and backed it all the way to Birmingham." Later, he backed into a truck stop and asked the guy to fill it up and check the oil. I heard the man ask, "And tell me, sir, which way are you backing?" Lester said, "I'm backing south to Birmingham." Uncle Lester started to relax a little bit after a while, and he started singing some of my old favorite songs. He sang, "I Love My Truck," "Truck Driving Man," and one about a bluegrass banjo-picking truck driver. And every once in a while, he would kind of mumble to himself a little bit about, "There must be a button on here somewhere to turn this rig around." After many hours, we were backing through Nashville, and a cop pulled us over. He said, "Sir, what do you think you're doing?" And Uncle Lester just smiled and said, "Well, I just got tired of going forward, and I thought I'd drive it backward for a while." Somehow, the cop just let us go, and I could hear him laughing as we were driving away. Later, old Uncle Lester sang more trucking songs, and it being after midnight, we listened to the Big John Trimble Trucking Show from WRVA in Virginia on the AM radio. That truck had a great AM radio. Too bad it didn't have a CB, but I guess they weren't popular back then. We heard "Looking at the World Through a Windshield" by Del Reeves, and another one by him called "Girl on the Billboard." It was about a picture of a girl on a billboard wearing nothing but a smile and a towel. I really liked that one. He sang 6 Days on the Road. He sang one called "Convoy," and one of my favorites, "Phantom 309," and also "White Lime Fever," and a bunch of other ones. I could go on and on. When we were almost to Birmingham, Lester started singing a song called "Give Me 40 Acres," and the chorus of that song went, "Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the only way I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown, but I need 40 acres to turn that rig around. Well, I started to get sleepy at that point because he was singing that same song over and over again. And all of a sudden, I heard him yell, "Give me 40 sticks of dynamite and I'll blow this rig to hell." Oh man, I really liked that. That made me feel good. Anyway, we did finally make it to Birmingham. And he backed into a truck's place and killed the engine, gave a big sigh of relief, and went inside to collect his pay. After that, we had lunch at an old truck stop, and then we took the Greyhound bus back from Birmingham to Chicago. That bus never backed up once. Lester slept the whole way back, and I just thoroughly enjoyed the feeling of a vehicle moving forward, especially an old gray dog on the way back to Chicago. That's the end of my story.
All right.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay! All right.
That was cool. That was funny.
Told you,
awesome.